T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 9:03 and 40 seconds to go right along with it on this Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Paulie Rosenberg. He's on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. And it'll be a Yankee schmooze right up until 1 a.m. when you get JJ After Dark right here on your fan, New York City. Well, let me just say this before we get right away to your telephone calls. The Yankees may need a rainout Wednesday, and of course it is supposed to be rainy most of tomorrow and tomorrow evening. We have seen as much as 100%. So if there is any kind of a rainout and postponement tomorrow, that may help the Yankees, because you would have to start Tanaka in game 4 on Thursday if there is any kind of a rainout tomorrow. Once again, for the second game in a row, the New York Yankee offense basically not there. You had Judge in game 2 with one swing, and there was the two runs in the 3-2 loss. And tonight, it was Torres a little bit too late, the solo home run in the bottom of the 8th inning. So in the last 20 innings, the Yankee offense few and far between, 3 runs, and again the 2 from Judge and Torres tonight over the last 2 games. The Yankee bullpen was supposed to be the star of the show, but so far it has been the Houston bullpen of all people. The Yankee bullpen over the last 2 games, 4 runs over the 12 and a third innings. The Houston pen over the last 2 games, 1 run, and that was just a little while ago with Torres over the last 6 and a third innings. The Yankees had Verlander shaken in the second inning. They knocked in the second game. They knocked him out, as you know. They had Cole shaken and rattled before he went on a roll, and he was getting stronger as the game went along. The Yankees leaving so many men, a small village is the cliche. That's how many men early in this game the Yankees, they had Cole on the ropes. They couldn't get the hit. It was leaving all kinds of people on base and in scoring position. The Yankees, as you know, leaving the bases loaded in the first inning, leaving 2 on in the second inning, leaving another 2 on in the fourth inning, another 2 in the fifth inning, 9 left on base with 5 in scoring position through 5 innings. Gregorius leaving him loaded in the first inning, it was. Judge with the 2-1 in the second inning. LeMahieu with 2-1 in the fourth inning. Didi Gregorius again, this close to a 3-run home run in the fifth inning. Reddick right in front of the wall to make the catch for the third out. And nothing doing after that as Cole settled down, getting Hicks to swing and miss on his 100th pitch thrown. And Cole, of course, going the 7, throwing 112 pitches. Severino struggled right away. And how many pitches was he throwing in the first inning? 36. And one of them, that Altuve home run, and the other one that came from Reddick, of all people, Altuve seeing the first pitch he saw. And then, of course, Severino loading the bases but getting out of it. In his 4 1/3, he was, with all the pitches he was throwing, in and out of trouble. But he did retire Correa in that first inning with the bases loaded. He did retire Brantley in the second inning. Springer in the fourth with runners in scoring position. But on those two sliders, the two home runs, and they were the first two sliders that Severino in his career had ever given up a home run on. And that comes from those that count how many home runs he's given up on sliders. Those were the first two. And again, two too many. The two home runs with Altuve and Reddick. And that was it for with the 2-0. But as Severino was settling down, and the next two innings, I mean, he was getting the outs he needed to get. A 6-pitch third inning for Severino. He, in the fourth inning, was surviving Gardner's misplay on that Maldonado double. But Severino could not survive the 17-minute umpire delay. And you know from what was happening with that, I don't know if the public address announcer made any announcement because they were showing people in the stands kind of looking bewildered and wondering why the delay was so long. The home plate umpire apparently suffered some kind of concussion, a partial concussion. I didn't get all, we'll try to update, but at the moment, we haven't heard anything since soon after he had to leave the game in that fifth inning. And again, the situation where there was a 17-minute delay. It ended up being a 32-minute delay before Cole was to pitch again. But the umpire, that delay, and again, and Smoltz on TV was explaining that it takes a while, and it took 17 minutes before we resumed play, for the umpire, the rest of the game from the fifth inning on, no left field umpire. He took over, the left field umpire behind home plate. And to make the change with the equipment, it took the 17 minutes. So the bottom line is when the change was made to Kerwin Danley, I believe, is the last name. And here's one little note about Danley. Danley was the home plate umpire back in Oakland in 2001 when Jeter made that toss to Posada at home plate to nail Jeremy Giambi in one of Jeter and one of the Yankees' most famous plays of all time. Same umpire from then was now in back of home plate. And again, with Severino, just he retired the first batter, and then he could not get Brantley or Bregman. And so Severino was gone close to 100 pitches after 4.5. And once again, Green comes in and gets the final two outs. He got Gurriel and Alvarez with the 2-1 and ended the inning. And Canely, in the sixth inning, followed with 3 up and 3 down. Interesting to note that for the second game in a row, Green does his job. Canely did his job, and you had to get Sessa in the eighth inning, and even though a little bit shaky there in the ninth inning, to work two innings and to come away as one of the better relievers for the Yankees over the last two games. So, but in the seventh, again, it was Ottavino facing two batters, a walk and a single. Once again, Ottavino not getting it done. He had a bad September for the Yankees, and he had a bad game too. He did not get the job done, didn't do his job. In the seventh inning, facing only the two batters. And then here's Britton. And Britton really came close to throwing two consecutive wild pitches. The first one bounced off the chest protector of the home plate umpire, and the second one brought a run in. So Britton was uncharacteristically very wild, and Houston got the run to make it on the wild pitch. And you can also, if you really want to get technical, Sanchez could have moved over a little to his left. And again, now I'm nitpicking a little bit. That was also brought up during the broadcast. The bottom line is, if you take a look at the replay, you'll notice maybe he should have moved over a little bit, but didn't get crossed up. Who knows if the pitch that he called for was thrown from Britton. So you got to give a little bit of a pass there. But that was a terrible pitch, a wild pitch all the way. And again, that brought in the run. And then, of course, the sacrifice fly. And he needed a ground ball. He needed a strikeout. But he allowed the sacrifice fly, and there's four runs. And that was more than enough for Cole. And again, Cole getting stronger as the game went along. Cole, at one point, threw seven consecutive balls with his five walks. But he also retired the last seven he would face over the seven innings. So the Yankees now are down 2-1. They have to win. I mean, listen, it goes without saying. I mean, all of these are must wins. Whether it's game one or whether it's game seven, they are all must wins. And now the Yankees are down 2-1. And even if they win their next two games at Yankee Stadium, and they have to do that, they would go back to Houston and face Verlander in Game 6 and Cole again in Game 7. It might be a very good thing for the Yankees and the Astros not to play Wednesday if the weather report is going to be coming about, if it is going to be the accurate 100% rain. You take a look at any and all with the tomorrow and the evening, and it says about 100% with the raining. The bottom line is that might help the New York Yankees. It'll give their bullpen, and the Houston Astros have seen the Yankee bullpen, and the Yankee bullpen not instilling any fear in these Houston batters. Listen, these are the two best teams in the game, so nobody is afraid of anybody else. But the bottom line is, maybe it would be a good thing for the bullpen to take a rest and come back in Game 4 if Game 4 is on Thursday with Masahiro Tanaka.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.